Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we don't have Steve, which is not surprising. Sometimes Steve is actually the model of what I'm going to be doing from here on out as far as when I have to travel, because Steve drives everywhere. He literally drives everywhere, so he may be on the road right now. We will have to, we will look into this later on the week. We will get us some Steve Fisher time. I want to go back to where the legacy media does not report on defensive gun uses. Now, this is an important little tidbit because, you know, like Rob Morse, he does self-defense gun stories. And you have John Lott, who does his definitive studies, Gary Kleck, and a few other people that do studies along these lines and everything. And defensive gun use is not only a very prevalent thing, it is a boon to society. It is part of the reason why crime has been going down. Crime did not start going down simply because criminals got tired of it. It didn't start going down because the only thing they fear, and this is the truth, the thing they fear the most is not the cops. They don't fear the cops because the cops have got to try to arrest them. They've got to try to arrest them. A armed citizen has no such restrictions. And I want you to think about this in these terms, okay? Now, there's a lot of things that go against what I'm about to say. But time and time again, we see these stories where a guy will be trying to kick in the door of an elderly person, and that elderly person will just shoot them. They'll shoot them through a window. They'll shoot them through a door. They'll wait till they break in the door, and they'll shoot them. And they shoot them, and they're done. And you never hear about that. There's a lot of reasons you don't hear about this. The reason, one of them being, is that probably some of the politicians in the local area would get out there and they'd be afraid of, this might cause there to be a spate of these, and then we have a vigilante thing happening on our hands. Most people don't have that in them. The most deadly people I know don't go places they don't need to go. John Farnham. John Farnham, he'll tell you right up front. John Farnham will tell you that if you don't want to get into a gunfight, don't go where there's likely to be a gunfight. His belief is that if you are at home in your bed every night at 10 p.m., you will be okay. And yet, John Farnham trains and has been involved and continues to train to be involved, if necessary, in his 70s for hyperviolence. And I often talk about hyperviolence. Hyperviolence is something where you're standing there and you're like, like a little unicorn standing there, like a Japanese anime artist unicorn, big eyes and so cute and woolly, and then all of a sudden some switch is flipped on, and all of a sudden you become a demon. Eyes turn red, the unicorn horn that was so rounded and everything, it becomes a big jagged thing, and you are hyperviolent, and just for a minute. And then you go back to being that cute little fuzzy thing. And that's what most civilian defenders are. There are a few, like Stephen Williford, who has done it, and he is completely unabashedly unapologetic about it. And in his place, I would be too. He took on evil in the form of Devin Patrick Kelly. And he beat it. He beat that evil. And he did it as fast as he could. And still, evil exacted a huge toll. But he did it. Nick Melly, Clackamas Mall incident. Remember that one? Guy steals an AR-15. Pulls out the AR-15 in the mall. Announces that the mass shooter is there. Kills two people, wounds another. Turns from the... He's in the food court. He turns and he heads into the mall. Nick Melly, who heard this happening... He was there with his girlfriend. He gets his girlfriend behind him. He pulls out his Glock 22 in 40 caliber. And he takes up a covered position, and he watches and waits for this guy to come down. And as the guy comes down, he sees Nick Melly. He sees that he has now got something that's going to shoot back in his way. And he goes into an access hallway, and he kills himself. So, defensive gun uses save lives. They are a boon to society. Armed citizens are a boon to society. Getting out there, the media that does not want you to think that you can fight back. They don't want you to think you can fight back. This is why Kyle Rittenhouse is facing a legal fight probably for the rest of his life. This is why the McCluskeys, who are much more savvy operators than Kyle Rittenhouse or anybody he's dealing with, apparently, on his side, they knew how to get out there and to escape with basically aggravation served. They didn't lose their rights. They bought new guns. And, McCluskey himself is going to run for the Senate. They're trying to chill armed self-defense. And yet armed self-defense... is a boon to society. Black American women, you ladies are some of the most effective proponents of armed self-defense there are. You're unafraid, you deal with the threat, and you turn it off just as soon as you turn it on. Armed elderly people. They don't have any choices. They can't get out there and say, well, I used to box when I was in the Army back in the 50s. That's not going to have anything to do with stopping an assailant today. They have only one choice, and that is a firearm. And then if they have a firearm, then their next choice is, do I stop you, or do I allow you to beat me half to death, or beat me all the way to death? Is this the end of me, or do I actually have a say? Wouldn't you want your loved one to have a say in that? Wouldn't you want there to be something more to it than you just being a victim? So, these anti-gun politicians and the fake stream media, just remember this. They have a vested interest in you looking like you don't know what you're doing. Always have a vested interest in that. And part of it is to disarm you. Not because they understand the utility of guns. They just don't like the idea of you having them, which that ship sort of sailed. Why do you think they're letting criminals out? Why do you think they've done away with they've got bail reform? Why is crime suddenly decriminalized? Especially in areas where they're not allowed to carry guns. Just saying. So... whenever you don't hear about this, realize that about 9,000 times a day, 9,000 times today, somebody just like you defending themselves with a gun, well, they probably didn't pull the trigger, but they had the presence of mind, and they knew when to do it, and they did it, and they persevered. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
show, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Let's go talk about Lori Lightfoot, shall we? Those pesky guns that she just, you know, that's what she blames for Chicago's extraordinary murder statistics. Things made of metal. Maybe some polymer. And those pesky guns had a busy holiday weekend in the Windy City. Nearly 90 people, this is according to the Chicago Tribune, had been shot in Chicago since the beginning of the long Independence Day weekend, including two police officers, a six-year-old girl and her mother, a group of six people early Monday in the Washington Park neighborhood. In all, at least 89 people have been struck by gunfire since Friday afternoon, 15 of whom died of their injuries, according to the police. Nationally, the shooting toll for the weekend was also high, CNN reported. At least 150 people were killed by gun violence and more than 400 shootings across the country during the 4th of July weekend as major cities nationwide confront a surge in violent crime, according to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive. You know, which you can take pretty much anything they say with a grain of salt. Their calculations are suspect. There are a couple of simple calculations that reveal how much worse things are in Chicago than elsewhere. Even though Mayor Lightfoot blames the availability of guns from Indiana for her city shootings. Now, I've been to Indiana. Indiana seems like a lovely state. When I was in Indianapolis for the NRA annual meetup, I mean, it you know, that street that I was staying on, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful city to be involved in. Didn't seem very violent to me. Now, Chicago's gun control laws are the most restrictive in the nation. So, if gun control laws actually stop anything, this would stop guns coming from anywhere if laws like this actually worked. Now, Chicago's population of less than 2.7 million and is less than 1%, 8.82% of the nation's population, 328 million. And while the final statistics are not in for the nation, Chicago's 90 shootings are 22.5% of the nation's total. But when you consider the marksmanship, the percentage of shootings that are fatal, it is clear that Chicago shooters are way below the national average. With 400 shootings and 150 fatalities nationwide, Americans as a group killed 37.5% of their targets. Chicago shooters killed only 16.9% of their targets, less than half of the national average. I would guess the discrepancy is based on the large number of drive-by and other multiple victim shootings in Chicago. It's harder to be accurate when spraying bullets into people standing around on street corners or gathered for parties than for the murderer who targets an individual. If Chicago shooters ever improve their marksmanship to the national average, their death toll will go up. There's a website if you want, and I follow it, for the statistics and the sarcasm on their shootings. The site is heyjackass.com, which includes a helpful map of the city shooting, showing how concentrated they are in a couple of gang-infested neighborhoods. Now, if this strikes you as unfair, don't worry. There is every sign that trouble is spreading throughout the city, according to CWBChicago.com. Prosecutors yesterday charged three adults with illegally carrying guns in the Loop during a large group incident on Sunday night and early Monday that CPD Superintendent David Brown said resulted in at least 60 arrests. Fourth adult was charged with having a gun near Buckingham Fountain. But one of the aldermen who represents the downtown area suggested the police found even more guns being carried by juveniles, and their court appearances are not open to the public. A disturbingly high number of those arrests involved a teenager with a gun, Alderman Brian Hopkins said on Monday. We had guns in backpacks, guns in pockets, a large number of firearms present. We are really lucky no one was murdered in the Loop. Getting out there and blaming the gun or the availability of guns, making that the problem, is only going to make the problems worse because you're not actually addressing the problem. The guns are there. Now you have to deal with the crime. Now, crime is committed all the time without guns, but guns are used in crime sometimes. They call that violent crime. But whether there's guns present or not, which there are in Chicago, I mean, the best thing they could do, the best thing Lori Lightfoot could do, which she's not going to do, is get out there and say, on my watch, this is ballooned. And now we're going to have to, I'm instructing the city district attorneys to start throwing the book at these offenders, and we're going to bury them under the jail. And they could do that. That one thing they could do. The Chicago police know where all this inner city violence is coming from. They know where the people live that do it. So, are they doing anything about it? No one knows. They're doing nothing like that. They're not going to do anything like that because what they're doing is they think that they should be able to sit back and demand that the entire nation have their gun control. While at the same time they'll say the reason they have this gun control is because they have a 10th Amendment right to do this. It's always a double standard. You do what we do, and we do what we do because we want to. But you do what we do because we want you to. And in the meantime, you know, let me go back and look at that again. Let's look at this again. Two police officers, a six-year-old girl and her mother, a group of six people early Monday. What is that? That's four. That's 10 people. Another 79 that I don't know what to mention to you about. In Chicago, this weekend. But we're going to blame guns for it. Not the fact that they use guns, but the guns exist. Those pesky guns. Solving nothing. They're solving nothing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is looking for ways to reduce gun violence in America. Speaking at a White House roundtable, he noted it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Our strategy to fund other vital services like mental health and substance abuse disorder programs, job training, and summer job programs. And this is going to help prevent crime and support young people to pick up a paycheck instead of a pistol.
Biden meeting with Attorney General Merrick Garland and leaders from Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Memphis. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's prepared to work through the August recess to get President Biden's infrastructure agenda passed. The New York Democrat telling members they should prepare for a busier work period than normal with the possibility of late night and weekend votes. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump closed out CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, criticizing President Joe Biden's handling of the unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton compares the current president's approach to border security to the former president's on Fox News.
There were lots of things that were really working well. The numbers came way down. And sure enough, here we are a year later. We have the worst numbers that I think I've ever seen. We have more drug trafficking. We have more human trafficking. We have more sex trafficking. It is a disaster. And for some reason, the cartels are the only ones that I think are benefiting. I don't even think the people coming here are benefiting.
Rhode Island Democrat Senator Jack Reed says President Biden's decision to pull troops out of Afghanistan was likely the best of many poor choices. The Senate Armed Service Committee chair saying he believes Kabul will be able to hold its own. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. For over a year now, the number of guns being sold has been astronomical. Records have been shattered, and the firearm industry is clearly out of whatever slump they were in prior to that. As a matter of fact, the way they came out of the slump was kind of insane, but now things seem to be slowing down. If you look at the numbers, gun sales appear to be dropping. And they appear that way because they are. Now, the question has to be, are people no longer interested in buying guns? Well, not quite. They've stopped buying for a completely different reason. Background checks for firearm sales decelerated in June, according to the federal government and gun industry data, as consumers faced lean inventory in gun stores across America. And that's because of the result of high demand from a gun-buying spree that has not stopped since the coronavirus pandemic swept through America in March of 2020. And is also the result of supply chain disruptions and competition over raw materials that has rippled through the economy, causing shortages and inflation. I mean, it is today, for example. All this stuff where we have all these shortages is because we stopped. We stopped manufacturing in certain cases. For my video production, I like to use a particular brand of off-camera monitor called Small HD. And they made something called the Focus Line, which is a very good monitor and for a very good price. Well, they have discontinued it because they can no longer get the screens for it. I mean, it has gone across. I mean, you can't go find a new car in most cases because of the chip shortage. I mean, there's all kinds of shortages plaguing the economy right now. Now, they also have raw material supply chain disruptions, and the competition over these raw materials has gotten sort of intense, and it's rippling through the economy, which also caused shortages and inflation. So you can't sell what you don't have. So sales haven't been as brisk in the last few months as they were last year simply because of the inventory levels. This is according to Mark Pelletier, a gun salesman at Dunellen Jewelry and Pawn in Dunellen, Florida. Said a lot of guns are unavailable and unobtainable. The FBI reported 3.05 million background checks in June 2021, based in part on gun purchases. That's a 5% decline from the prior month of May and a decline of 22% compared to the year-ago month of June 2020. The gun industry group, the NSSF, breaks out a separate number based on the FBI data for background checks that were actually based on gun purchases. They said there were 1.27 million background checks conducted for gun sales in June 2021. The other background checks were conducted for various forms of licensing and registration. Firearm sales typically slow down during summer months, with the exception of last year's record firearm purchases, which exploded all through last year. These strong figures show that there's sustained interest in lawful possession of guns. But it cannot be discounted that the continued elevated level of increased firearm purchases is driven by the gun control overtures of the Biden administration. Yeah, it has been a perfect storm, considering all those things. President Obama wasn't referred to as the gun salesman of the year for 8 years running for nothing. And Biden is far more anti-gun than the previous Democrat in the Oval Office. Plus, we have bail reform, where we're just letting people go. Letting convicts out of jail. Not, you know, they go in, they get charged, they get processed, they're out. So we have sky-high violent crime, which often tends to drive people to purchase guns in the first place. And that demand is not coming down anytime soon either, because crime is on the rise. But if there's ever an acceptable reason for people to be prevented from buying guns, this would have to be the one. It's not a law that's stopping anybody. It's that demand is so high that manufacturers just can't keep up with it. You can't buy what's not on the shelves. Now, in my state, in South Carolina, every time I've gone looking for a particular gun the last three times, I have found, in two of those times, I found exactly what I was looking for. And one of those times when I was just going and looking for a pump shotgun, I found a pump shotgun that met my needs. There was no one particular pump shotgun I was looking for. So it's a good sign and it's a bad sign, I guess. But the one indicator that I get out of this that I really enjoy is that we still live in a country where we can actually buy up the inventory to the point that there just aren't many guns available anymore, anywhere. And that's going to vary from region to region, state to state, city to city. But, I mean, we still live in an area, in a country, where they're still after our rights. But that means they haven't got them yet. Sure, they've contracted them a great deal, no doubt about it. But they haven't got them. And for that, I'm thankful. But here's the other thing, too. Here's the other thing. This is the other thing. Coming out of Texas, there is a call out there to go and arm up and attack states that are trying to block the border, which would be Texas. And this is coming from the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, a far-left communist advance group. And they are asking Joe Biden to fight the state effort coming out of Texas with all measures possible, including armed confrontation. And their statement was, we told the president in no uncertain terms, this is an insurrection by recalcitrant and rebellious states that must be stopped, said Domingo Garcia, national president of LULAC. He said, Mr. Abbott, who hosted former President Donald Trump for a border visit last week, was fomenting dangerous racial hatred targeting Latinos. So they don't want protection of the U.S. border from migrant surges. They want the feds to turn their guns on states that seek to do the job the feds won't do. And that's pretty twisted logic. I don't care whose book it is. It's almost like the cartels have donned some activist skin suits and advocated their invader agenda. I mean, even groups like the Cesar Chavez United Farm Workers initially opposed illegal immigration. Now they've switched and they're doing the cartel's bidding. So something funny's happening right now at the border, and they want to have our government shoot at our states. It's good that we've bought all that inventory, isn't it? I think it's superb. Superb. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people
Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. America is just emerging from our annual celebration from that time 245 years ago when a ratty ragtag group of soldiers using their own military-grade weaponry that they brought from home took on and defeated the world's most powerful fighting force to secure their independence from a distant authoritarian power. Is known here as Independence Day, or more colloquially, simply as the 4th of July. Now, this year's observance of that brilliant British humiliation, however, comes at a difficult time here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We were finally blessedly shaking off the effects of the pandemic. Now, I have been around a few places, and I'm seeing a few people wearing masks, and that's okay. Nursing homes definitely doing that. And of course, then if you're out there flying, everything under the control of the Federal Aviation Administration, you're definitely wearing a mask there. The other aspect of American life for which 2021 is becoming known is where we appear to be turning the clock back toward 1990s levels of violent crime. So in addition to the reports from firecrackers and bottle rockets and M-80s, the other sounds heard frequently in many urban areas over the long Independence Day weekend came from gunfire. And not that just that ill-advised celebratory kind. I just mentioned earlier, 150 people died this past weekend, 400 shootings across the country over the holiday. New York saw a score or so of shootings with 24 killed or wounded. There were a dozen L.A. And as the sun rises in the east, coming out of Chicago, turned out 92 shot, 16 killed, 6 kids among the wounded. Most violent weekend of 2021 so far. But it just wasn't the biggest cities that were affected. Towns like Syracuse and Kansas City and Denver and others saw an increase in shootings, too. And this continues a trend that began last year after the killing of George Floyd and has accelerated into 2021. It's almost as if defunding and denigrating law enforcement combined with selecting and electing a slew of soft-on-crime politicized prosecutors in city after city has had an entirely predictable result. Encouraging and increasing criminal activity. So, anyway, this long weekend wasn't a great one law and order wise. Which brings us to the tweet and cartoon that was found on Twitter. China's Xinhua news agency, otherwise known as the official state mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, didn't let the combination of America's celebration of our freedoms and the increase in, quote, gun violence, end quote, pass without firing a rhetorical shot in our direction. Now, they couldn't manage to find a decent cartoonist for their government-produced agitprop, but, you know, it's sort of a, they were half-stepping. It's something you might find in a school or something. Or maybe in a weekly alternative newspaper, not the big one, you know. Whatever the quality of the artwork, the CCP will have to forgive us if we choose to ignore the criticisms of a regime that's killed as many as 80 million of their own disarmed citizens in an effort to purify their class ranks. Gunning down and literally crushing thousands of democracy demonstrators into tank tracks wasn't a good look either. Then there's the matter of the concentration and slave labor camps that are in operation even now. Ask the Uyghurs how that's going for them. And don't forget the forced organ harvesting, if you haven't heard what that's about. That's where they take convicted criminals who are going to be executed. They take them to the top of a hill. They execute them and they harvest them before their body temperature has gone to room temperature. We can also look to the point of their incompetence and their lies to thank for losing the virus on the world, loosing the virus on the world. They got 2020 kicked off in style and then lost the rest of it for us. And it killed people. Millions. If you believe the numbers, millions. But that might be careless of me to point that out. So the irony of China denouncing America's Second Amendment freedom is kind of like Iran's mullahs having the stones to criticize the U.S. for our human rights record. Now, one of the Chi-Com's greatest fears is an armed populace, one that has the means to defend themselves against a dictatorial government that has ruled and frequently slaughtered them over the last 70-plus years. History's greatest mass murderer proclaimed that political power grows from the barrel of a gun. And that's a lesson Chairman Xi hasn't failed to learn. People who have the ability to decline to be subjugated, imprisoned, and systematically murdered are difficult to coerce and control. And that's not the way the CCP likes to do business, and Xi isn't about to cede over any of that power to the peasants over whom he rules. The kind of totalitarian regime that rules 1.4 billion Chinese is exactly why America's founders included the right to keep and bear arms in the Bill of Rights. And if knowing that the Chinese Communist Party disapproves of your gun ownership enough to ridicule it doesn't inspire you to go out and buy even more guns and ammunition, if you can find them, what will? The freedom to own firearms, like all freedoms, comes with costs as well as benefits. Civilians use firearms tens of thousands of times more often to defend themselves each year than the guns are used to kill innocent people. And while many don't like to acknowledge it, America's civilian gun ownership has kept us free of the government tyranny, as we still are to this day. And if the Chinese don't like that, they're more than welcome to take a great leap forward and, you know, I'm not going to say that over the air. I always find it, the irony should not be lost on you, that we're being criticized by the Chinese. In the meantime, bear a few things in mind, if you would. As far as the Chinese concerned, like the NBA right now today, they are doing lots of business with the Chinese. Lots of business. You know, LeBron James, LeBron James is an American, and LeBron James can do and say whatever he likes as far as I'm concerned. But as far as that goes, there is a price to pay for that. LeBron James is never going to be, as an example, he's never going to be confused with Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan was there's a lot of things about Michael Jordan that a lot of people didn't like. He's apparently not a very pleasant fellow to be around. He's sort of a cheap guy when it comes to going to restaurants and everything. He doesn't like to tip anybody or anything else. He expects the best treatment from everybody. And at the same time, I don't know. I never heard him badmouth his country. I may have missed that. But LeBron James is never going to be confused with a great simply because he doesn't change the game when he gets on the... He's so busy worried about all these other things that he's not going to be confused with anything. But you get my point. The money of the Chinese has him in thrall. It's sad, really. We live in the greatest country on the planet. And he is sided against us in that one thing. As they get out there and ridicule us for having guns. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.